Hey guys, Steven here. Today we're going to be looking at, honestly, one of the most helpful verses I know. I've used this verse, a lot of times in my own life. And it's encouraging, it's refreshing, and I love going back to it. So I want to go back to it again. It's one of my favorite verses. It's Romans 8:1. There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. This, to me, is one of the most freeing verses, the most encouraging, expansive, releasing verses. It tells me there's no condemnation, not an ounce of it. Not an ounce, not a smidge, not a tiny bit of condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And to really understand this, we need to think about and even define what condemnation is. First, condemnation is a legal standing before God. When we sin against God, we are legally condemned by Him. In other words, the just thing for God to do would be to condemn us for our sins. That's condemnation. We deserve to be condemned to hell for our sins. That's condemnation. Now, the good news is, man, and this is such good news, and I have relied on this news so many times. The good news is there is zero condemnation for us in God. And the reason is that Jesus took all the condemnation, all the punishment, all the things that I deserve, all the guilt and condemnation and punishment you deserve, Jesus took it all, every bit. When he died on the cross, God laid all of that on him. He didn't spare him any bit of it. He took it, he bore it, he absorbed it in my place. And Jesus willingly stood condemned. I don't know if you know that hymn, but there's a hymn that says, "In my place, condemned, he stood." And so God can say to me, and he can say to you, he can say, there's no condemnation for you. Why? Because I gave all your condemnation to Jesus. Now, that in and of itself, that's a happy thing, isn't it? If that was all we had, that would be so happy, so joyful. But it goes even beyond that. Condemnation is also a subjective feeling. And this is something I have experienced many times myself. It is a feeling oftentimes we experience when we sin against God. We feel as though we're separated from God, as though God doesn't love us, as if we can't come to God, as if our sin somehow cuts us off from God. It's a feeling like God must be condemning us, as if we have to go to hell, as if our sin is too great for the blood of Jesus to overcome. And Satan, he loves to come to us and whisper things like, your sin's too great. You can't come to God. Why would you expect to be able to come to God when you sinned like that? Look at that. Look at that sin you committed. You're condemned. That's what Satan loves to whisper in our ears. And so the result is oftentimes we hold back from God, we stay away from God, we retreat from God. Or another thing that I've done is you try to earn your way back to God. You say, well, okay, if I sin this many times, I'm going to read my Bible this many times to get back in God's favor. I'm going to pray my way back into God. And so we are either on this tiring, exhausting cycle of retreating from God or trying to earn our way God. But in those situations, which happen often, this verse, it's our rescue line. It's our anchor. It says there is no, zero. That word no is hugely important. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It doesn't matter what Satan says. It doesn't matter what your conscience says. It doesn't matter how guilty you feel. There is no condemnation for you if you are in Christ Jesus. And so really, when we allow ourselves to sit and wallow in condemnation or just allow it to kind of press down on our souls without doing anything about it, what we're saying, in effect, what we're saying is, you know what? I don't think the blood of Jesus was enough. I don't think the death of Jesus was enough because I still need to feel condemned. I need to punish myself for this. But God would say to me, wait a second, I have already told you there's no condemnation. I don't condemn you. Do you really think you can condemn yourself when I don't condemn you? Can Satan condemn you when I don't condemn you? God says, I'm the only one who can condemn you, and I don't condemn you. There's no condemnation from me. I've already declared you not guilty. That's encouraging, isn't it? If God is the only one who can condemn you, and he doesn't condemn you, there's no condemnation left. Jesus took it all. Jesus paid it all. He took all the condemnation. There's none left on me. There's zero left on me. Don't allow yourself to be condemned at all. Don't allow any bit of it. And so today, walk in that joy, walk in that freedom, walk in that gladness. Let yourself be aware of the fact that there's no condemnation in Christ. That's good news of great joy.